We are doing a little bit of a segue from Richard Rosen to Sarah Rice. Now, you listen, you hear that name and you say, where have I heard that name? Well, if you are a fan of MTV, somebody who has followed Real World, Road Rules, or any of the challenges, you might recognize that name. And I believe we have Sarah on the line. Sarah, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Pretty good. Last time we saw Sarah is recently on The Challenge Rivals 2, where she was teamed up with Trishelle, and the idea of Rivals 2 is what, Sarah?
Well, you are paired up and have to compete with your biggest rival from past seasons.
Mm.
And although I don't see myself as a very, rivalry-esque player, I didn't think I got in fights with anybody, but apparently I got in an argument enough to make myself a rival, and Trishelle didn't like me then and probably still doesn't like me now, so, okay. You know, fair enough for them to call us rivals.
Okay, so what we'll do in this segment, we want to kind of, you know, give the Boston fans an idea of some of the work that you have done. Talk about this current competition, because we know that you are a competitive person.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. That's an understatement.
Well, I mean, according to your Twitter account, you are somebody who is an adventure enthusiast, and you love crossword puzzles.
I'm currently drinking coffee out of my crossword puzzles are fun coffee mug.
There you have it, folks. But we also want to kind of, we want to find out, how did you get involved with, you know, how did you get picked to live with seven other strangers and live in Brooklyn?
Well, and I'll tell you, in my case, it was actually eight. We were the first season to have eight cast members, so I got an extra one.
Yeah, that was funny, because that's what it was. Seven people picked, and then for some reason, in 2009, the 21st season, they decided to uptick it by one.
Yeah, I know. You know, it was interesting. Maybe, you know, even now, the boys and the girls, and it was nice having eight people. Of course, I don't know what it would be like to have seven, but
you mind it. Well, how do you, when you look at the season that you were a part of, and look at some of the other seasons, some of the other folks who had a chance to be a part of Real World or Road Rules, kind of give me your thought where your place is in all those reality shows.
Here's the way I see it: is it to me, with my, I don't know, keen sense of observation, have been able to see that with every season that passes, it's kind of like that's your graduating class for high school.
Mm.
And you're convinced that your graduating class had the best football team, had the hottest cheerleaders, had the smartest, you know, valedictorian, had the best dances, so on and so forth. And that's kind of exactly how it is on these challenges, is every, with every season, you have this like sense of entitlement, pride, really, in the season you were a part of. So every season thinks that their season is the best season. I can tell you this, like, hands down.
Okay.
Because I know it's true for me. I look at our season compared to the other ones. I'm like, oh, we were so much smarter than everybody else. We are such like a put together group, and aren't we gems? And I know that the other people are going, you know, who maybe have a different idea of what the show is, what makes a good show, are like, oh, man, we were the best show. We got the highest ratings. We had the most hookups. We, you know, so it's all different. But
What would you say, who would you say are, who is the person or persons that you are still close to this day from the house? And the people who maybe you'll bump into them during one of the challenges and be like, oh, hey, hi.
I think Chet and Bea and I are the closest. Well, I mean, Chet and myself, and then Bea and myself. So I talk to Bea. I don't speak to that often, but when I do, we talk for 6 hours at a time, and it's like, you know, these long conversations, and we're still very, very, very close. And when we see each other, we pick it back up just like it was yesterday. And Chet and I talk almost on a week more often than a weekly basis. Like, we are always in communication via like text or phone or email or anything, and he and I have, which is so funny because on the show we probably hated each other the most out of anyone.
Why is that?
And I think it's because we both I don't know. We both we're similar in some ways and very different in other ways. And we kind of had to learn to respect the ways that we each were different and then come together on the ways that we're the same. And once we did that, we realized that I think we have a lot more in common than we thought we did as far as, like, you know, morals and how we want to live our life and the kind of families we want and things like that. I think Chet and I are very similar in a lot of those ways. And with how we treat other people and the kind of, you know, and our sense of humor, a lot of things. Chet's just wonderful, and I care for him very much. And, yeah.
Okay. Who of the cast, because I believe that there was a particular time during the challenges that Brooklyn had to represent and y'all had to somehow try to work together. I think you guys were kind of called like the oddballs or something in that
phrasing. Oh, boy,
phrasing.
Oh, boy, where were we? Yeah, well, we had to come together last season and do Battle of the Season.
Right.
And it turned out fantastic because we were all able to put our differences aside and work together. I mean, with the exception of the very final challenge where, you know, we kind of had Devin screw it up and suck, but to put it lightly. But besides that, we were able to work together the whole time. I think we were just, you know, we knew what we wanted. We knew what the final end goal was, and we didn't let silliness get in the way. And I think a lot of other teams did, and that was how, you know, we won it. Made it to the end, at least.
And again, we are speaking with Sarah Rice. She is from MTV's Real World Brooklyn. She has also competed in a number of the challenges that pits a number of the folks from Real World and Road Rules. I have to ask, how did you know, when you get done with Brooklyn, were you like, well, that's it, I can kind of find my career and go off on my own? Or how did you get reeled back in to do these challenges? What was it?
Oh, well, I'll be honest. I'd say a good 90% of the incentive for me to go on the Real World to begin with was the possibility to compete on the challenges. Those were what I had been watching since I was a kid, and those are what I love. I wanted to do challenges. As soon as that door shut and I got in that cab and drove away from that house, I said, when do we get to start doing challenges? And that was all. I just wanted to be competitive and wanted to do the crit. I'm like a super adrenaline junkie. So that's what I really wanted to do. Yeah. And so there was never really, I was ready for the next, you know, couple years to hopefully, if they wanted me to, compete on challenges. And that's kind of just what I did.
Why does it always appear that these are built, that there's a built-in strife from show to show to show? Are those straight on just personalities clashing and the camera just happens to catch it?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, the camera catches everything because it's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you were to put a camera, in any setting where there are interpersonal relationships, there's going to be drama. There's going to be fights. There's going to be disagreements. That just when you're living in such close quarters, and when you have a lot of your, I guess what you can call them is freedom, taken away. Like, we couldn't listen to music. We couldn't use the phone as freely as you'd want to. We couldn't, you know, just get up and leave whenever we wanted to. And when you feel that pressure and you miss your friends and you miss everything at home, rather, and I say this time and time again, most of us just want to say, man, I really miss home. I really miss, you know, my normal life. I really miss doing everything on my schedule. But since our emotions take the best of us and we can't come out and say that, it comes across as yelling and fighting, and that's how we, like, you know, deal with these frustrating emotions and things like that. So it's all absolutely real, and it does happen, and it's not even like, oh, the camera just happens to catch it. It's just like that will go on no matter what. We're all exaggerated versions of ourselves.
What has been the most memorable in everything that you have competed in, whether it's The Ruins, Fresh Meat 2, Cutthroat, Battle of the Seasons, any of those? What has been the most memorable conflict that still is with you to this day?
Conflict?
Either conflict or most, probably the most vivid memory you've had competing during these.
negative. So, like,
I know you're a positive person, so you can pick a positive thing too if you want.
Well, thanks. Well, yeah, as far as negative ones go, and this I think was really a place of growth for me. And as much as I like, it's a very vivid memory. I'm very thankful for the opportunity to experience situations and fights like these. But when I was on the original season of The Real World, I saw how I reacted in many fights, and I didn't, and how I responded to, you know, being under attack and things like that. Mm. And I didn't like a lot of my behavior, and so those memories, the memories of how I reacted in fights and things like that, have stuck with me. But in those memories sticking with me, I've altered my behavior, you know, in the future. And I watched myself and I said, oh, man, I don't like how I react, you know, in that situation. Like, I'm going to totally check myself next time and, you know, listen to the other person and stop stepping on their toes and stop, you know, let them speak. And so it taught me a lot of lessons. And I think even though it was conflict, it was really good.
Let's take a look at Rivals 2, which is being aired as we speak. There was a little bit of an early exit by yourself and Trishelle.
Oh gosh!
Give me your thoughts. Give me your thoughts as to, you know, that situation. We know we had a chance to kind of see you the after show, and you had a chance to kind of speak about it. For those who didn't have a chance to see Sarah Rice get on the couch and talk about it, share your thoughts now.
Well, I mean, what I didn't like in that situation is that, especially at the after show, they tried to, the host or whoever it was, tried to get me to say that it was somehow my fault or that I didn't do enough to keep her there. And, you know, I could only do so much. And Trishelle wanted to leave. Trishelle had made it up in her mind that she was going to go, and there wasn't anything I was going to do. And I kind of knew that was coming, like, as soon as she started getting in the argument with Anissa.
Yep.
So I just kind of sat back and didn't get in the way of her leaving, because nothing I was going to do was going to help her. She already doesn't like me. She didn't want me to be, like, run in there and say, oh, please, me begging her to stay was not going to change the situation. And I felt like I was really being pressured into, like, saying that I didn't work hard enough to keep her there. Mm-hmm. But if Trishelle wants to leave, let her leave. I mean, one of these days, I know that I'm going to be put on a challenge, and I'm going to be put with a great partner, or I'm going to be by myself, or I'm going to be on a really winning team. There's no way that this bad luck streak could go on forever.
What if you were teamed up with someone like Paula? Would that be your ideal partner?
Yeah, Paula would be good, because I think we would both be able to, you know, respect each other, and then we know how to play the game enough to work well together. Mm. I would love to be paired up. Honestly, I would love it to be male-female pairs, because I tend to be someone who shies clear of the drama and stays out of all that, which is, you know, something that dramatic girls say all the time. But I really try not to get wrapped up in the politics of everything and don't. And, you know, I would love to be, like, Brooklyn, when we did Battle of the Seasons, we did a great job of staying out of everything.
Right.
And I loved it, because I didn't have to be part of that craziness. And all I want is a partner who will show up, who will give it 100%, not quit, and who is easygoing, like, will not get caught up in the drama. So that's what I really want out of a partner.
So I would imagine that since your exit, you have been watching right up until this particular point, correct?
Here and there, I have, you know, I'll be honest, I don't have cable, I don't have a television.
Okay.
So I catch it here and there, and I happen to be, you know, somewhere where it was the other night, so I watched the last one with the girls and the guys.
Oh, that's
doing
perfect.
The Simon Says Puzzle one. I was furious. This is exactly why. See, I can't watch them. I can't bring myself to watch them, because it pains me. Like, I can't even describe the emotion of watching other people compete in something that I know I would kick everybody's ass.
Right.
I would dominate.
I have to ask you, I mean, one of the, you know, the most recent show, and the thing that keeps on, it seems like it's the thread that's woven throughout the season is CT and Diem, and how Diem has kind of been played by CT. Are you kind of glad that you haven't been, you haven't had had to deal with that?
Well, as far as somebody, you know, being played myself.
Yeah, like,
I mean, I think, like, it's the reason why she gets so caught up with it is because their history runs so deep, you know, and if I had an ex-boyfriend on there, I absolutely would get caught up in something like that because you're forced to be around them. And it's kind of like, you know, summer camp mentality. Like, at the beginning of the summer camp, you don't think anybody at camp is cute. Then a few weeks later, when you haven't seen anybody else for the past however many weeks, all of a sudden people start looking more attractive. So maybe Diem doesn't think about this, the other, you know, however many months of the year. But when she's on challenges and you're removed from everybody else and that's your only option, people start looking better and better and you kind of get caught up in it. So I absolutely think that something along those lines would happen to me if I had an ex on there, but thank goodness I don't.
Okay.
And don't have to worry about that.
Well, we have a couple of minutes left, and I'll keep you out of the politics because I don't want to ask you who you think might win it and where your heart would be. But I will ask you this. There is a rumor going around that you might have had some help with designing Johnny Banana's bobblehead doll. Is there any truth to that rumor?
Oh, my gosh. I wish that were true. I should just put it out there that it is true. But I will say that if I were the one to design it, I would have made the resemblance look a little more lifelike.
Okay.
Made it, you know, closer in because I would be pretty good at that.
Okay. Well, the reason why I use that as a segue, because we know that there's an artistic side to you, and if folks wanted to find out more, they actually can go on Etsy.com, and you actually design different types of art, do you not?
I sure do. I'm sitting in front of a whole bunch of stuff that I'm working on this weekend. I do, like, custom illustrations, and one of the ones that's been really popular are state drawings. So you pick, well, whatever state you'd like, and you tell me about 7 of your favorite things. Then I put it together in kind of a doodly, cartoony collage in the shape of your favorite state, and they're really fun and cute, and, you know. And then I do some other ones with some nice, happy sayings on them and things that, you know, make me feel good, and I hope other people can put up in their house and feel good. And I have some jewelry and some homewares and stuff like that on there. And I would encourage people to check it out because I've got some fun, one-of-a-kind stuff.
How can people find out about some of the art that you've done? Because I see, like, record albums here that you've done stuff on.
Oh, yeah, I got that. Those are cool, the record albums. I love doing. Graffitied up record, old record albums. Awesome. And really easy to hang on the wall. It's just one little nail, and you hang it at the center there, and it's all ready to go. So they can check out all my art at Etsy.com/shop/art by Sarah Rice. That's me.
And,
art by Sarah Rice.
And if somebody wanted to do, because I actually was intrigued of maybe doing something for the state of Massachusetts, maybe having to do something like that, would it be a matter of just signing up or checking in with you to do that?
You don't even have to sign up. I have listings already for custom art. So all you do is you click on the custom art link or custom art listing, and in the message to sender upon checkout, you just specify the state and what you'd like in it, and it's all ready to go, and I take custom orders all the time.
Sarah, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Anything you want to say in closing?
Oh, you know, I always like to leave it with a good old-fashioned keep it real, but...
Well, I want to thank you so much. Again, we've been speaking with Sarah Rice, who is known from some of the things she has done on MTV, most recently The Challenge Rivals 2. And maybe somewhere down the road, maybe we can chat once again, Sarah.
Oh, you know, I would like to add one more thing. If anybody would like or is in the Washington, D.C. area or is a college student, please tune in to the Summit for National Sexual Abuse Safety on College Campuses. We're going to be having a big summit with this organization that I work with called PAVE, which is Promoting Awareness, Victim Empowerment, and there will be 300 colleges participating in this nationwide live town hall that is happening on the Internet, and that's happening on September 27th, and it is wonderful. It's all part of the Strong Voices, Safe Campuses campaign to promote sexual abuse awareness on college campuses. Also, don't forget to tune into The Challenge Wednesdays at 10 for all that drama on MTV.
Thank you so much. That, again, that was Sarah Rice from MTV's Real World and Challenge Rivals 2, like you said, Wednesdays. Tune in. That's all the time that we have here on Monday Night Talk. Up next is South Shore Live. Have a good evening. You've been listening to 95.9 WATD.